What's up, guys? BTC Joe here, second one today. Don't know when I'll upload this, probably establish the time then. It's the Audio Development Journal, number 5, I believe. I think we'll call this a little bit of work, or a bit of work. So, this is kind of continuing on from the last two, talking about adding a potential difficulty, light function to the cloud dynamic here going on. So I guess kind of the way to look at it is the difference between what the difficulty is in Bitcoin versus how something similar to it could work with us. So in Bitcoin, you have an average block time of 10 minutes, which is the main, you know, one of the main inputs into the difficulty, which determines how the difficulty adjusts, right? So if miners are, if there's too much hash, hold on, sorry about that. So if miners are, you know, overachieving, or if there's too much hash power on the network, not too much, but if there's so much hash power that blocks are being solved in less time than 10 minutes, then the difficulty or the number of leading zeros required to solve a block gets tougher. And vice versa, there's not enough hash power, and blocks are more than 10 minutes, then, you know, the difficulty gets easier, which incentivizes more mining. So initially I didn't think we needed this at all, because part of, you know, there's two primary functions in proof of work. The first is securing the network and validating transactions, you know, and you pending new blocks to the ledger, and establishing consensus is the first aspect, which is needed in a decentralized system, because, you know, you can't be disagreeing on who owns what. But we don't have that here because there is only one state in the Truth Social network, and so that's the first aspect. The second aspect is basically to distribute and need it away to get out the currency. There's no central bank, right? So you need a way to distribute the currency, which is kind of how it could apply here. Now with us, again, how does mining work? You are making someone's block redundant in exchange for their clout. And we'll do another one at some point in what clout is and why you want it, which is gonna get built out. But so you are making their block redundant by downloading, you know, their block, and you are gonna upload it to your server, thus making it redundant, and you're gonna take a hash of it, right? And you're gonna sign with your private key a hash of their block, thus you know, solidifying things. And you're also gonna establish the time in doing so. And you need to do all these things because the issuer of cloud's gonna make sure that you did so. It's in their best interest. And that's basically the basics of it. But so then the question becomes, when someone gets popular, right, and everyone's mining their clout, you know, how do you moderate that? And, you know, another aspect is, after you've done all that, the cloud issuer checks that you did it, And if you did, they do a cold points issuance transaction, you know, ending the process, sort of acknowledging that you did everything right and, you know, creating issuance as evidence in their own block, which you can then receive, which you can then use the fingerprint of to actually receive tokens in a smart contract of the cloud issuer's choosing to use for Cloudtreon, is what it's going to be now, looks like. So that's all gravy, but the obstacle or hurdle becomes when you get so popular that everyone's mining your cloud and everyone's pinging you to acknowledge their, to issue them some cold coins, and you need a way, or you need a dynamic to balance it all, to moderate it all. So this is where a difficulty-like function could come in. But what's the difference, right? Well, in Bitcoin, the difficulty is based off of, you know, how long did it take blocks to be solved on average as measured every 2014 blocks, right? Or about 2 weeks. With us, there is no block time. So with us, the way it would maybe work, what if you took a tally of the amount of cold coin issuance transactions every time you published a block, your own blocks, right? But so every time you publish your own TSN block, how much cloud, how many cold coin issuance transactions did you do, or how many people did you acknowledge? So I just published my block and say I had, you know, 8 cold coin issuance transactions, which each will be 50 coins to start out, just touching on that, same as Bitcoin. So what if in our system, that is one input into how you measure the difficulty. So what if you had a target rate? Say you set the target rate to 10 cold coin issuance transactions per your block as your target. So you had 8, that's fine. No difficulty, no work required. Just make the blocks redundant as you always would. But then say the next block, you get 12 cold coin issuance transactions, right? So you're 2 over. So then maybe a little bit of work is required to mine your block. Maybe it gets a bit competitive. So then after that 12, maybe there's a leading zero requirement in terms of hashing on top of the block you published. And so that could kind of moderate things in terms of issuance. Now, at first, you want to get it out. I don't know if the number, that 10 I just pulled out of my ass. So maybe you want to make a high rate because you want to issue as much as you can to get your shit out there first. But this is more of a conceptual exercise. So maybe you have a target rate of cold coin issuance transactions per block. And so, you know, whenever it goes over that rate, you know, that's the difficulty. It starts to kick in. You need X number of leading zeros to solve a block. And if you don't get it, you know, if you're just posting the block without that, then I'm not going to include you. Now, a lot of this, you know, it's right now it's you ping me and I check it like fucking manually. It's going to be an algorithm. There's going to be a script. It's going to be in your interest to run that script. you know, to get your cloud out there. Now, another question becomes, why do you want to moderate, you know, your cloud, your total cloud issuance using this difficulty? Is it because A, these transactions take up block space? Because that's one thing that may not matter at a certain point. There are ways to route around that. Or is it B, because you want to incentivize a certain economic rate of issuance? You know, strategically, Bitcoin is meant to mimic gold. Do you want, how fast do you want to get it, you know? Do you want to play with incentivizing the rate of issuance? So there's kind of two different ways to look at it. So there's definitely going to be an asymptotic limit, similar to Bitcoin's. But the question is going to be, is there going to be competition involved? And, you know, something to think about. Maybe we do need just a little bit of work. All right, that's it for today.